Morning. Aloha. I like saying that. Feels good. I'm from Minnesota, so yeah. Let's hear it for the tropics, right? We were talking that we only get about 6 months to grow things, so is the value, you know, do we have higher value for plants? Maybe so. I don't know. My name is Julie Weisenhorn. I'm from University of Minnesota Extension, and I am the chair of the Environmental Committee. And we in our committee believe that the environment starts in your backyard, so you better be a good neighbor. We have four committee goals, and we want to cultivate the public awareness about the positive economic impact of environmentally conscious or environmentally friendly gardening on ecosystem services, communicate the resource management best practices. That's something that we do in extension all the time. And then promote environmentally conscious gardening from a human health benefit, and that overlaps with our community group as well. And then also advocate for the use of technology to encourage things like smart irrigation systems, for example. So these are kind of our four goals, and we've been working primarily on the first one. And we are fortunate to have a lot of the information from the Economic Committee, and also from the social and the community committee as well. So it's really nice to have this great overlap between all these groups. This is our committee. We are from around the nation. We're missing somebody in the Northwest. So if you're out there, Gail Langeletto has enough on her plate. She's a part of the NICHE committee as well. She's the secretary of the committee or of the entire initiative. And so we're missing a couple people, but we've got some really great folks. Dave Close, who's from Virginia Tech, and Cindy Haynes, both here. Toby Day from Montana, and Esther McGinnis, and Esther's back there. I think I saw her a little earlier. Rick Durham, who's from University of Kentucky, unfortunately couldn't make it. Bodhi Panisi and Paul Pugliese, who are from University of Georgia. They're awesome, and have provided a lot of great information as well. Lauren Garcia, who's from Clemson. And then also Kelly White from New Mexico. So we have a nice spread of people who have been working together for the past year. I became part of NICHE last year at ASHS, and Ellen Bosky from University of Georgia said, "Hey, why don't you be the chair?" And I said, "Well, okay, you know, who knows?" So here I am. We do monthly conference calls where I think it's the first Monday or the first Wednesday of the month. And we also do email exchanges, work a lot on Google Documents with Google Spreadsheets as well, so collaborative stuff. Our first project, we were so enthusiastic about that infographic you just saw that we decided that we would do an infographic as well, but we wanted to make it more of an interactive, kind of a game sort of thing for people, and to create this portal that gets homeowners to extension material, into green industry information, and also to our associations that support the horticulture industry. And this features and informs people about environmentally friendly landscaping, environmentally friendly things that they can do in their yards. It's reaching to the consumer at this point, because we're feeling that the consumer, you know, if you increase people's awareness about things, they oftentimes will pick up on something relatively simple and then move forward. What we don't want to do is overwhelm them with so much information they just, you know, their minds are blown. So we want to definitely have, you know, something that's easy for people to do and that's visual. And we want to make this customizable for the host institution. I'll explain about that, how that works in just a minute. So in our project, we want to raise that awareness. We want it to be approachable and accessible for people and fun. Simple steps people can do and help guide them toward all that great extension information that we work so hard on and that we bring together from states around us as well. And then to make that environmentally friendly landscaping as second nature as recycling. I don't think anyone in the room thinks about, you don't throw a can out in the garbage anymore. In fact, you're looking around for that recycling bin. We're all used to that. We put our recycling out on the weeks. When they're coming to pick it up and everything. So it's of second nature now to us. And so we want that environmentally friendly landscaping, that thinking about being environmentally friendly in your landscape to be a second nature is, where's that recycling bin? Why interactive infographics? Well, we all know, internet is the go-to resource these days. and will continue to be. And images really quickly tell stories. They help to communicate a lot of ideas in just a simple image. And we want that content to be digestible. I like that term. Something that people can actually grab onto and go, yeah, I can totally do this. And make it fun and engaging. And then also accessible on all the devices. We were just talking about that iPhone. And wow, you know, $1,000 phone. Whoo, I hope you can do just about everything on that. And then also including Google Analytics in there so that we can find out from, you know, through the analytics who's doing what, where they are, and how they're using it. So this is a draft. but this is kind of the general idea about this. A couple things about it. Notice that I used University of Minnesota, you know, it was easy. Notice that our logo's on this as well. So we would be considered the host institution. Now, it might be University, it might be North Carolina, it could also be OSU, it might be ISU. So whatever institution is using this, we can customize it to that institution. And the important thing about that is somebody from New Mexico is going to have different requirements than somebody in Minnesota or somebody in Florida. So we want that to be the case, is that they can get their regional information. So here's an example. These are buttons, and I clicked on the Plant Trees Keep Cool button. And it pops up with a little phrase. This is actually pulled out of a piece of extension information that I wrote. And it just is a little simple message that's intriguing to the viewer. You know, we're saying that it reduces cooling costs and that you can reduce your air temperatures at ground level, make them lower. And then there's a hot link to a publication called Energy Saving Landscapes that's from University of Minnesota Extension. So the person clicks on that link and voila, they come to the link. Now this is the customizable part. So the host institution, in theory, will be able to customize that pop-up window and then link the user to their information so that they're getting good regional information. Here's another example. Plant flowers for pollinators. Here's a pop-up window from one of our pollinator publications and a link to our Plants for Minnesota Bees publication, which is from our bee squad. So this is a way that you can customize that. Now, whatever, I'm sure you're thinking about your institutions or if you're from an association and you're thinking about that, and you're thinking, how could I use this? Might be a greenhouse or a gardening center. They might be hosting it, getting their information. There's lots of great publications out there that gardening centers provide as well. So it encourages this collaboration between academia and the industry. And we would work with our local garden centers to inform them about the infographic and about these resources being provided, because if somebody walks in with that bee plant list, that sales to that garden center. Hardscape materials. On that infographic, we have, permeable pavers. Well, that's a landscape service that's provided, a very, very lucrative one. Compost bins, rain barrels, all of those are on there as well. And the landscape services, such as putting in bee lawns, for example, or drought-tolerant turf grasses. So it kind of links that together. So what's next for our committee? We've been talking about an online self-audit. How environmentally friendly is your landscape? Something that somebody can do to get a wellness test, so to speak, about where they stand now. And we have one that's called How Pollinator Friendly is Your Landscape? And that's something that we've just released. We tried it out at our state fair this year. And so that would be an example. It's getting a baseline for where people are at this moment and then helping them to find a simple way of stepping forward to make their landscape more environmentally friendly. Collaborating with our other committees, of course, lots of overlap, as you can see. And that's a lot of fun. It's great to have such awesome colleagues. And then we're thinking about even digital kiosks and garden centers where somebody might go in and they might take that survey or they might do that infographic. That might be the starting point, is that big graphic. And they go in and they start looking around. They're like, oh, man, I could plant some trees. I've got a side of my house. It's hot. Could you help me, garden center? Absolutely. We'd love to. We also thought about seasonal employee training, too. That would be another thing, because a lot of these, the folks come in, they start in, you know, April or something in Minnesota, March, and a lot of them could use a refresher. And if we can step them through this and they can point people to this infographic, and understand all of the materials that come with it, that would be an advantage for the Garden Center as well. So if you're interested in the environment and working with us on niche, please give me a holler. You can find me on Google, but here's my email. It's probably easier. And I guess so we'll have Pam Bennett come up next.